I'm Sharkey's Goon. All right, Goon, today it's a sequel to our episode about DC Comics. I want to ask you, what's the real version of the various Marvel incarnations? Let's start with the Fantastic Four. When I think of the Fantastic Four, it is four people that have gone to space. They are obviously Mr. Fantastic, the Invisible Girl slash Woman, the Human Torch, and the Thing. And they live in New York City in the Baxter Building, and they have a robot who is not part of the four. He's just a robot. And to me, that's the Fantastic Four.
What? You don't like the cartoon version where they put Herbie in and took out the Human Torch because they didn't want kids setting themselves on fire? Come on.
I still can't believe that happened. If you are a younger listener, look up the Fantastic Four cartoons. And when we were kids, these showed up on, I believe, NBC. And it was like, cool, the Fantastic Four, we love them. And there was no Human Torch, but there was Herbie the Robot. And it was like, what the hell? It was like Bart Simpson looking at, Itchy and Scratchy being friends. We were like, where's the Human Torch?
Yeah, that always drove me crazy. Even as a kid, I couldn't take it. But yeah, the Fantastic Four, it's those four. It's supposed to be science and family. I like the original version, but I also like the version from today that they restarted like a year or two ago once Disney got the rights back from Fox from the film universe, where it's more about family. You got the two kids, Franklin and Valeria. I think it's Valeria, but they always call it.
Yeah, the kids are good.
Yeah. So like, and then they have that whole Future Foundation, which is an off branch of them trying to teach their values of the family of the Fantastic Four. And the other thing I like about it is the fact that no matter how smart Mr. Fantastic is, he's a little dimwitted when it comes to his family. Like he doesn't really feel like he doesn't realize what he does with his family when he's doing his scientific research or going off onto other planets.
And I also want to add to the list. Dr. Doom is a guy in a mask. Galactus is a big giant thing. And there's a silver dude on a surfboard because reasons. That's it. I don't think the movies have gotten the villains right.
No, because the movies had Galactus as a swarm of like nanobites. But like they were big robots for us, but they were like nanobites if you were Galactus. Silver Surfer in the Fantastic Four number two was okay. It wasn't great. And Dr. Doom. Just make Dr. Doom a guy that wants to take over the world with magic and science. That's all you got to do. There's no reason to give him a backstory of anything else except he had a lot of money. He became infatuated with Sue Richards, and he had a competition with Reed when they were in college. That's all you got to do.
And a mask.
Well, the mask comes later. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the X-Men. I'll give two answers here because of my age. I think the X-Men originally are, that 60s cast of a non-beastly beast and Cyclops and what was Jean Grey's name? Miss Marvel or whatever. I don't even remember.
Marvel Girl.
Marvel Girl and Angel. And then we get the X-Men 94 restart. And I'm less picky about who's in the new X-Men. Obviously, Wolverine is one of them. Obviously, a jaded Cyclops is one of them. And then you can pick from there. And, there's a school in Westchester and there's Professor X. And to me, that's kind of the X-Men. There's like two sets of it.
Well, you had the originals. And then you had when the originals disappeared. And I think was either the 70s or the 80s, that's when Wolverine came in, Storm,
Colossus. Yeah, that all starts with X-Men 94.
Right. I thought you meant 1994.
No, issue 94.
Yeah, so yeah, that I really got into more of the after that, where it was Nightcrawler, Storm, Wolverine, Cyclops, Phoenix.
Yeah.
And they had more cast, where it went from more of a teaching school to more of a strike unit.
that was the X-Men I got into. So the original X-Men before that reboot had dropped to being like a bi-monthly, and the issues that did come out were just reprints of earlier stories. So that was a dead title. And same thing in the 80s when it came back and it was Nightcrawler and Colossus and that group. That's my X-Men. But I was always fascinated that there was this earlier X-Men, and then they would bring them back, and it was like X-Force. And at one point, the Defenders were people who just all happened to be former X-Men at one time, the suckers into that title. I think the one movie that went back to the 60s did a good job with that. But yeah, it sounds like we're on the same page with the X-Men.
Yeah, I mean, it's an ever-changing team, and that they keep splitting up in the comics into like different. You got X-Men Red, X-Men Blue, X-Men Gold, X-Men Black, X-Force, and like I still collect the comics and I still, you know, read them, and it's just like it drives me crazy. Like the storyline that they're doing now is driving me nuts, because now all mutants aren't trying to be equal to humans. They're better than humans, and they have their own sovereign nation of Krakoa out in the middle of the ocean, and they're like their own, like this whole weird thing, and it actually hurts my head to read now.
You're reminding me, what got me to stop collecting comics is I couldn't chase the dragon anymore. They had kept adding in the 80s X-Men title after X-Men title and miniseries, and here's a Kitty Pryde 4 episode thing, and the New Mutants and X-Factor and X-Force, and it just became too much, and I just cold turkey went, I'm out.
Yeah, and they're doing it again. You got Excalibur, X-Force, don't forget Deadpool. And it's just crazy how much X merchandise there are out there. And it was waning off for a little bit when Fox had the film and TV rights too. So Disney stopped putting out Marvel Comics with a lot of the X-Men and a lot of Fantastic Four. Now, since they got the properties back, now it's full blown out. Let's see how much we can get out there and see what we could do with these characters.
All right, let's switch to the Avengers. I'll keep this simple. The movies got it right.
Yeah, they did pretty good. I was like, my Avengers team was Thor, Captain America, Hercules, Iron Man. Wanda, Vision, and Wonder Man. And then they had the West Coast Avengers too, which kind of split off. But I would have to say that besides a couple of the cartoons that have come out over the years, they nailed it with the movies.
Yeah, they totally nailed it. Breaking the pieces apart. So Captain America to me is a guy that fought in World War II, falls into an ice floe, wakes up at whatever point you want to have him wake up, because at one point it made sense to have him wake up in the 60s. That doesn't make sense if you're making product right now. So he wakes up at some point and he's a little bit of a man out of time and a throwback. But to me, that's your basic Captain America.
Oh, they nailed it. And after somebody that watched that Captain America movie in the, 1991, I am so glad that they nailed it and got away from that travesty.
Now, what about the Hulk? I think I go to Banner not being able to control the Hulk at all.
I kind of like it when he can't control the Hulk, but right now... Yeah, I'm not going to go into the whole Hulk thing right now. I like when he can't control it, or he has. I think they actually did a great way of explaining it, where the longer he's the Hulk, the more educated he becomes, and he actually mentally becomes older. When he's just Banner and he keeps going back and forth, the Hulk never really mentally grows. So that's why he's a raging lunatic at times and just goes through his primal instincts. So, yeah, I definitely side with you on this one.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll see you there. Okay, let's talk Spider-Man. And I'm struggling with this because is he in high school or does he work for a newspaper? So I could tell you he definitely is from Forest Hills and lived with Aunt May. And he's got a girlfriend named Mary Jane. And there's Doc Ock and a couple other villains, Goblin. But I'm not sure how old he is.
Well, it depends on what your age is too. They actually did a pretty interesting thing with him where they actually did let him grow up, where he wasn't just in high school anymore. Where he went through college, became a teacher, ended up owning a Fortune 500 company. You know, and he's probably in his early 30s, like late 20s, early 30s now. That's one of the reasons why they started that whole Ultimate Universe, so people can get in with a fresh start. And Spider-Man was a teenager in that universe. And that's where Miles Morales Spider-Man came from, where he's the young Spider-Man now. So you can still have an older Peter Parker. So for me, Peter has always been 20-ish, working for the Bugle. And now he's kind of catching up to my age. So I'm still enjoying it. It depends where you want to go movie-wise or comic book-wise with him too.
Yeah, I think in my head he works for J. Jonah Jameson, and who's always screaming, you know, blaming Spider-Man about things. But then I have it in my head that he's a high schooler, but maybe that's just the origin story. And then he's, like you said, 20.
Well, he was actually in high school shooting as a freelancer for J. Jonah Jameson too. When Uncle Ben died, right after Uncle Ben died, he started taking pictures of Spider-Man and sending them into the Daily Bugle and making money that way to help Aunt May.
Okay. And just to bring everything full circle, I think in my head canon of the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man is always trying to become like, or not trying, but occasionally becomes like part of the Fantastic Five and then can't stay for some reason.
His best
friend. I feel like the government, or like S.H.I.E.L.D. shows up and like kicks him out or something.
Well, he's Johnny Storm's best friend. Like the two of them are really good friends. They mess with each other. It's kind of like me and you, like how we're always messing with each other. They joke around and do the same thing. When the Fantastic Four does go off world and they need somebody to fill in, they've had Wolverine, She-Hulk, Spider-Man. I forgot who the fourth was as the Fantastic Four, and Spider-Man becomes the de facto leader of like Mr. Fantastic, since he's a science genius too.
Yeah, I remember a long run of She-Hulk being in it after the original Secret Wars way back when.
Yep.
All right. So plenty more comic stuff to come up in upcoming episodes. Shark and Goon will return.